I was basically diagnosed 10 years ago in September of 2004. Labor Day is when I found out that, or actually the tumor showed itself, and the tumor I had was called a chordoma clivus, and it basically required surgery and radiation, and the chemo really didn't do anything for it. And proton radiation is what basically required to try to keep it dormant and to not recur. And so I had a series of surgeries. I've had 10 total surgeries. And then I had proton radiation. I had proton radiation in Chicago. You definitely have to pay attention to what the doctors are telling you, and you have to be your own advocate. And I would certainly, seek other opinions if you're unsure. But it's definitely a process that I learned being on the other side. Years, 10 years ago, we're responding on fire engines and ambulances. Always picking people up and taking them to the hospital, or being there in their time of need. It was a whole different experience being on the other end as a patient. It took me a while to get used to being a patient and being on the hospital bed as opposed to being the one helping somebody get on the hospital bed. That took a while to get used to, but you have to understand that you're basically in this position now, and you need to be treated. It's basically you have no choice. But luckily, I was able to get treated, and I had such great professionals at university and to help me get through the experience. And this time around, I really needed their expertise. And they were there to answer the call, and I'm always forever grateful for that. And it's a really tough road. You have to keep your mental strength up, and there's going to be tough times, but your mental strength has to stay as tough as you can get it, and always try to have a good support network around you, and because you can't do it by yourself. And for me, it's my faith and the wonderful support network that I have, my family, my wife and kids, and everybody around me, my family, friends, and coworkers. I couldn't have done it without any of them, as well as the professionals, the medical professionals. It takes a whole group of people to get you through something, and but you have to have that mental capacity. It's that you can't call it quits. You just have to understand the card you've been dealt, and just try to go on, basically, because it's not easy. But you can persevere. And that's what I would say.